Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the Siyata Dishmaya, our share in the topic of Baal Yachel. We already had three Shi'urim, phenomenal. We saw Kashis, Arabi Kashis, piles and piles, and now we are going to begin the Mahalach to answer them. Again, based on the Torah, from the reign of Rabbeinu Hagoyin Reb David Zitzal. We begin with the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvos Esei Tzadi Dalet, who should sivanu lekayim kol ma shekibalu al nafshenu b'milas shvua v'neder v'tztaka v'korban v'zulas ze v'amro yis'ale moitzo sfosecha tishmo. We are commanded to be mekayim anything we accepted upon ourselves with a word of shvua, neder, and staka, and karban. In other words, if we took a shvua, we have to mekayim the shvua. If we made a neder, we have to fulfill the neder. Staka, karban. And other things. And this is what the Torah says, Moitza Sfasecha Tishma. What you say, you have to fulfill. What comes out of your mouth, you have to fulfill. You have to preserve, you have to guard. Umnama kavanama gas mikom mashi ezecharti lecha, shemitzis aseu lekaim kom mashi yivati odom nechiyuv al atzmoi ve'izi dover shiyam in edivar. What this means is that it's a mitzvah essay to fulfill everything that a person expresses from an obligation on himself in any matter. Besof menachas, etc. Koloma, shesham isbar adikav lahazir adam lasis darvish chiyav nafsha. We have a Gemara that teaches us how careful you have to be to fulfill what you obligated yourself to do. So whenever you obligated yourself to do something, anything you obligated yourself to do, you have a mitzvah essay to do. The Ramban argues with the Ramban, and he holds that this essay is only in obligations that a person placed on himself, such as korbanos and stakos. But what a person obligated himself to do in the realm of Rishus, that the Chachamim called Bitui, and that is if a person made a neder, a shvua, I'll eat today or I won't eat today, that is not included in this pasuk. Aval v'nidre Rishus, mitzvah acheres nisiachad ava parsha, v'parshas nedarim. So nidre Rishus have a different parsha, and that's the parsha of nedarim. Shisham kasu la'asor yisor al nafsho lo yachel dvaro k'chol yetzeh mipi v'yaseh. When a person asks for something on himself, he shouldn't desecrate his words. Whatever comes out of his mouth, he should do. In other words, this mitzvah essay is an obligation to be mekayim when we talk about Motzis Vasecha Tishmar. That means that a person has to be Mekayim what he was Mekayiv himself to do. But a Neder or Shvua is not a Kiyum of a Eschaivus, it's not fulfilling an obligation, but rather it is a power that there is in one's expression, in one's words, to be Po'al HaChalos. How is he Po'al HaChalos? If it's a Neder, he's Po'al HaChalos in the Cheftza. If it's a shvua, then it's po'al achalos in the gavra. But that has nothing to do with mitzvah v'secha tishmor. Mitzvah v'secha tishmor is that you have to do what you obligated yourself to do. That's mitzvah v'secha tishmor. Those are when you obligated yourself to do certain things. But if you made a neder, and that's going to be in the category of Motzvah Sesecha Tishmor, that you obligated yourself to do various things. But when it comes to a neder or a shvuah, that's a koach of bitu. Again, the lashon of the Ramban is that it's only b'chiyuvim shehitil adam al atzma, kum b'karbanos v'tzedakos. So you obligated yourself, so you have to do it. Like carbon, tzedakah, etc. But what a person was mechayiv himself, b'nidrei rishus, that Chacham called a bitu, and that's a neder or a shvuah, I'm going to eat today, I'm not going to eat today, that's not included in this pasuk. These nidrei rishus are in another parasha, and that's the parasha of v'chol ha'yotzei mipiv yaaseh lo ya'achal dvara. And the mitzvah say is that you have to fulfill what you obligated yourself to do. But a neder or shvuah is not a kiyum of ischayvus, but rather it's a koach that there is in one's expression, in one's words, to be po'alach halos, shvuah neder. And that has nothing to do with motzis fasecha. That's in the parasha of lo yachin v'chol ha'yotzei mipiv yaaseh. That's the machlokas, Rambam. According to the Rambam, doesn't matter, shvuah, neder, staka, karban, what he was makabel upon himself, or whether he did it with a shvuah or a neder, it doesn't matter. It's all included in the parish of Motzvah Sesecha Tishmor. And according to the Ramban, there's a difference. Neder and shvuah are one category, and what you accepted upon yourself to do is a second separate category. What you accepted upon yourself to do is Motzvah Sesecha Tishmor, neder and shvuah, are in a different parasha of lo yachad var klo yetzim v'piv yaaseh. So we'd like to explain Shitas HaRambam. Nira b'das HaRambam. SheHaRambam holech b'zeh v'shitato perakei me'alchot nedarim halachot alef u'bet. Sham katab HaRambam she'Reuven she'asarat nechasav al Shimon. Rambam there writes that if Reuven assured his possessions on Shimon, it's asur for Shimon to be nana from Reuven, and if he was over and he was nana, he got benefit, he received benefit. Einoi loike, he doesn't get malchus. Why? Why doesn't he get malchus? Reuven asur Shimon and his nechasim. Reuven made another asuring Shimon and his nechasim. Shimon was nana, so why doesn't he get malchus? The answer is, Sharei lo amel Shimon klum, Shimon didn't say anything. Maybe he doesn't get malchus. Amar l'Shimon, Hare ata alai, Cheren, Rei Nesor Reuven Mileanot B'Shimon. Reuven said to Shimon, you are a Cheren to me. So what this creates is a situation where Reuven is not allowed to be Nana from Shimon. And if he is Nana, the din is that he gets Malchus. Why does he get Malchus? Because he was Mechal El Dvoroi. He said he's not going to be Nana from Shimon, and he was. So he gets Malchus. So we see in the Rambam that the lav of Baal Yachil, on which there is Malchus, is on the Chilul Hadibur. You have to desecrate, violate your words. You violate your, a person violates his words, he's over on Baal Yachil. And therefore, it's only if Reuven asur with his words something, asur Shimon onto himself and then he's Nana, so he was Mechalel his words. In the 10th parak of Nedarim, the 12th halacha, that Reuven that asered his nechosim and Shimon gets malchus if he was over and he was mahana Shimon. And he gave Shimon hana. Shonim argue with the Rambam. Hopefully we'll see. So l'chayr, we have to understand that's the Rambam. The Meidir didn't aser on himself to be machil and mudr. Reuven, who said that his nechasim are asur to Shimon, and then he gave Shimon his nechasim to benefit from them, he didn't asur on himself to be machil and mudr, that when we should say that when he's machil, there's a chilul dvarav. And even if he did asur himself, and neder is an anagavra biasiya. And there's no nether on not doing. So And that was on the Chavtza. So what we have to understand is that the Meidir, Ruvain, didn't ask around himself to be Mahana Shimon, to be Machil Shimon. That we should say that there's Chilud Vorav. What did he do? He asked his Nechasim on Shimon. That's what he did. But he didn't ask himself to be Mahana Shimon. He asked his Nechasim on Shimon. So why, if he's Mahana Shimon, does he get Malkus? He asked the Chayfetz. So what Chilud Vorav is there when he gives it to the Mudr? It's over on the Yisr. He just said it's us around the Mudr, but not on himself. So we don't understand this Rambam. Why does he get Malkus when he asks his Nechasim on Shimon, and then his Mahana Shimon gets Shimon Hana? He asked his Nechasim, he didn't ask himself from giving Shimon Hana. So this question was already asked by the Rashba and Daf Tesvov in the Dorim. See there. Also the Stipler and the Kilas Yankiv in the Dorim Simin Yedalid. And there he added, to add according to what the Mechas Chinuch writes in Shin Sam Meches, that even though if a person says, Haleini Nazir min HaChartzen, if you only say you're a Nazir on HaChartzen on part of the great, you're a Nazir for the whole, for everything. Nevertheless, the lav of Baal Yachel that applies to a Nazir, that it says in the Sugya and Gil Gimel Amud Beis, will not apply in such an instance to Tiglachas. In other words, a person asserted upon himself Chartzen, part of the grape, so there's going to be no Baal Yachel on shaving. He's not allowed to shave. There's no Baal Yachel. Why? Because Baal Yachel's dvoroi, his words, and he didn't say the words about the shaving. He just said about the grape. So since he didn't say it, it's not over on Baal Yachel. So on that, ask the Kilas Yankiv, if that's true, why don't we also say about the Hachala? He didn't answer himself in this, so why is there a Baal Yachel like the Rambam says? Would the Rambam say there's Baal Yachel when you feed the person, you give the person from your Nechasim? He answered his Nechasim on Shimon, and then he gave it, he was Mahana Shimon. He didn't ask himself for being Mahana Shimon. Those weren't the words that came out of his mouth. So why is he getting Malkus? And it's the Shtar Kasha of the Kehilas Yankiv. However, if you're Ma'ayin in the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin, in the Loisa says, you'll see everything explained very well. Rambam writes, "V'amitzvah kufnun zayini shehizhiranu me'avor al ma shechiyavanu al atzmenu b'dibur, af al pi shubalo shvu'a. V'zehu hanedarim. We have been forewarned from being over on what we are mechayev ourselves. B'dibur, even though it's without a shvua, and that's nedarim. Kamo shigayim ha'radam, kshiyakach, kshayasekach, peiros oilam asurim alai. When a person says, if I do this, or when it'll be like this, the fruits of the world will be asur to me. V'chol ma'ashadayimah. Hine chayav v'kayim oto aneder. He's chayav to be mekayim that neder. Uba azara, and the warning when he transgresses this thing is expressed in the words, "Lo yachel dvaro v'chol ayotze mipiv yase." You should not violate your words. Whatever comes out of your mouth, you should do. Uba pirush. Comes the explanation, "Lo yachel dvaro, lo yase dvarav chulin." You should not violate your words. You should not make your words into chulin. Klomar, im chiyev al atzmo, davar sheyikayem oto. If he was mechayev on himself, something that he's going to fulfill. He should not violate these words and make his words into chulin. So he says that he's peris or aser. He eats the peris. He's mechal his words. So he was mechayiv upon himself that's aser, and then he's nanya from the fruits. So he's over on Baal Yachil. So that's the lashon of the Rambam. It appears clear from the lashon of the Rambam that the yesod hakoach sheyeshno b'dibur haneder lefol chalut shel isur hu rak mechamat hayoto dibur hamechayev et hamedaber lekaimo. The foundation of the power that speech has, the speech of a neder has, to be paul echalos isur, is only because the dibur is mechayiv the medaber to fulfill the dibur, because the speech that was uttered by this person obligates this person to do what he said he was going to do. That is the yesod hakoyach that we have in a dibur of a neder to be paul echalos isur, because it's mechayiv the person. V'lo dibur be'alma, and not stam a dibur. U'kishe l'mashal amar yed davar ze asur alai. If the mashal, he says that this item is going to be asur for me, his dibur has a hischaivus that it's going to be asur to him. Shebeze ne'amar al dibur kaze b'torah shu dibur hamechayev lekayimo. That on this it was said in the Torah that this dibur he must fulfill. Again, he says that this item is going to be aser for me. So, included in his words is a hischaivus. So, Mameli, he has to be mekayim his hischaivus. He has to fulfill what he obligated upon himself. And through this, that it's a dibur hamechayiv, it's a dibur that obligates him, this is a dibur bal tekef. This is a powerful dibur. Shenitan b'torah koach bo lef'ol et ha'isur she'amar b'dibur ze she'yase oto. That since it's mechayev him, these words have force, they have power that was given in the Torah to be po'el the iser that was created by this dibur, since these words are mechayev him. Otherwise, it's just speech, and it has no power to be effective, to take effect. And it emerges that the iser, the prohibition that takes effect from him, is stage B. But stage A, the first stage that gives koach in the dibur to be poel, the second stage, is the fact that it's a dibur mechayiv and not a dibur be'alma. It has to first be a dibur mechayiv, and only then is there going to be an iser. But first you need a dibur that's mechayiv. Shirak mishum ze koach bo lefol et ma she'ne'emar b'torah shepoelu, only because of this it has the koach to do what the Torah said it does. Again, Lashon HaRambam, just to see that we're not echrat nishtam stam in the Veltaran, in the Luftaran, that's not speaking into the air, but that it has its substance in the Rambam. Shehizivanu Lashon HaRambam me'avor ma shehizivanu al atzmenu b'dibur af al pi shu b'lo shvui. We are forewarned from being over on what we are mechayiv on ourselves with a dibur, what we are mechayiv on ourselves. Even though it's without a shavuot, v'zeh nedarim. So there has to be a mechayiv. Then the neder is chal. V'klapei shnei inyanim elu sheyeshnam b'dibur, klapei these two things. In other words, that it's mechayiv. And then it's mechayiv the person, and then it's poel, and it takes effect. So klapei these two inyanim, the Rambam was mevar that the lav of Baal Yachil that was said about chilul hadibur, hu be'avro al ma shehitchayavnu, ושאם חייב על עצמו דבר שיקיים אותו, שהוא כלפי השלב הראשון שאמרה תורה דיבור זה, שהוא דיבור מחייב, שזה אם עושה הוא בהפך להתחייבות זו, הרי עשה את הדיבור שכאילו דיבור בעלמה, הוא שאינו מחייב, דהיינו דיבור של חולין, וזה ישנו עליו שלא לעשות כן אלא לשמור על התחייבות שישנה בדיבור. זאת אומרת, יש כאן שני שלבים, השלב הראשון, שיש דיבור שמחייב אותו, השלב השני שהוא חייב לקיים מה שדיבור חייב אותו, אחרת הוא, I'm speaking English, the first שלב is that he's מחייב himself, his דיבור obligates him, and then the second stage is that he transgressed what he obligated himself, and that makes his words into chulin. Is that normal? It makes his words into chulin. That's terrible. Terrible. Because you know how to make your words into chulin. So Mamela, if he's over him, what he says, he makes his words into chulin. But it's not stam dibur. It's a dibur hamachayu. And this is mavur kim'at lahedya. Kim'at lahedya in the Rambam, in the first perek of Hilchos Nedarim, in the second halacha. Rambam writes והחלק השני הוא שיחייב עצמו בקורבן שאינו חייב בו, כגון שיאמר הרי עליי להביא עולה. The second חלק is that a person is מחייב himself in a carbon that he's not חייב in. For example, he says, I'm taking upon myself to bring in עולה. והאומר עליי הוא הנקרא נדר. If you say עליי, it's called a nether. If you say הרי עליי להביא עולה, that's a nether. ואומר הרי זו הוא הנקרא נדבה. והנדבה והנדר ממין אחד הוא. If you say הרי זו, this is an ola, that's called a nedava. If you say arei alai, it's called a neder. And neder and nedava are in the same class, they're in the same category. Just nedarim chayav b'achrayutam, u'nedavot eino chayav b'achrayutam. Nedarim is chayav b'achrayus, meaning something happens to the animal, he's responsible to make sure that a different animal is brought. The dovis is not chayv bachrais. If something happens to the animals, he doesn't have to bring any animal. That's the Rambam, Nedarim 1-2. And since the Rambam opens up, that b'chelek hasheni sheyichayev atzmo b'korban she'eino chayav, that the second chelek is that a person is mechayev himself in a carbon that he's not obligated in, right? The Rambam spoke earlier about the first chelek. Now the second part of Nedarim is that he obligated himself in a carbon that he's not obligated in. And on that the Rambam says that besides chiyav achrayus, nedav is the same idea. How are neder and nedav in the same class? What mechayev is there in harezu? Must be that any hekdesh and even harezu kal hu rak mishum sheyesh bezeh etchayvut klapei ma she'amar harezu shu korban she'eino chayav bo. Rak mechamat etchayvut al hakorban she'eino chayav bo hu dechayal harezu. לכן שפיר מין אחד הם נדבה והנדר. Why is he in the same category? You're right, he's not chayv and achrayis in the nedava, but he's mechayv himself, and that's why it's the same category. There's a hischayvus, then that's a nedar. Because he's not chayiv in this carbon, and he made himself chayiv. So when you make yourself chayiv, that's a neder and that's a nedava. There's a difference if you're chayiv and achrayis. But making yourself chayiv, that is the definition of the issur. That's where it all begins. Making yourself chayiv, and therefore you can say that nedava is in the same category as neder. We can bring a raya for this yisod from the Gemara Maseches Nedarim. In the Mishnah Maseches Nedarim, and Afchof Omud Beis, it says, Arba Nedarim Yetiru Chachamim. There were four types of Nedarim that Chachamim say are Mutarim Me'ilehem, that are automatically permitted, and you don't need the Hatara of a Chacham. The first one is Nidrei Zehuzim. Zot Omeret, a person is Noider in order to be Mizaris, his friend, in order to push his friend, that his friend shouldn't be so particular about what he wants. And the Neder is not Chal, because we assume that he didn't really have Kavan for this. He just wanted to be Mizaris, his friend. He didn't really mean what he said. And the Gemara says an example. The Mishnah says an example of this. What's nidrei zeirusin? Hayom moicher chayfetz ve'amar koinam. Adam mochir chayfetz lachavero ve'amar hamocher la'lokeh koinam. Ye'asru ke'korban dunei hamekach she'akabel nimcha. I'm asering like a carbon the money that I received from you. She'eni. If I pochet lecha minasel, if I give it to you for less than 49, in other words, the mocher isn't asking to sell the mekach for less than a seller. And the mechazik says, if I do, then the money is aser. And the other guy says, kainim shenu lasu lecha shekel, which is 2 dinar. In other words, he says, I'm not paying more than 2 dinar. And the guy says, not selling to less than 4. So which one's trying to be mizaris the other? So it's really going to be no issue on either of them. Why? Because it's nidrei zeirusin. And the Gemara says, "Omar Rabbi Abba Bar Memo Rabbi Ami Amislam Shmeid Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya Man Tana Arba Nedarim Miu Atana Shishana Et Din Nidrei Zeirusin Rabbi Yehuda Hi." This is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Yamar Mishum Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yehuda, told him the name of Rabbi Tarfon, that if there are two people coming on the way, they're walking, and the third guy comes, and one guy says to his friend, I'm a Nazir if he's playing. And his friend says, I'm a Nazir if he's not playing. This is Machokas Tanaim. Is one of them a Nazir? Because he's either plony or not plony, right? Rabbi Tarfon says, Loila Meinet Rameh Nazir. He says, neither of them are Nazir. And Rabbi Yehuda explains why. Because Nazirus was only given if he explains himself clearly without any Tanai. And since each one is no haflayer, it's not clear because it was al Tanai, the Nazirus isn't chal. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Mishnah is Matur Nidrei Zeruzin is Kirebi Tarfon. וגם בנדורים אי אפשר לאסור בקונם על ידי תנאי כיוון שצריך הפלאה. וכיוון נדורים you can't ask it בקונם through תנאי because you need הפלאה. And נדורי זה רוזם על תנאי. Right, the Mocher asks himself that if he goes less than his price, he's not going to be nana. And the Lekech asks himself if he's Mosif. So the nether isn't Chah. So that's all the Gemara in Maseches Nedarim and Achof Aleph. Now there's a Tosfos here. Tosfos says, Misveka lo mishabed nafshe. What is a Misveka lo mishabed nafshe? It's not an argus in the Gemara. So the Chayra, that was the gears of Tosfos. Misveka lo mishabed nafshe. The reason Nazirus isn't Chal is because since Kabbalah Nazirus was B'Safek, a person is not Mishabed himself. If it's B'Safek to be a Nazir, or to be Asir, if there's a guy, there are two guys walking on the street and the third guy comes, to be a Nazir in that case, if it is plenty, if it isn't plenty, or to be Asir B'Neder, he's not Mishabed himself. B'Hachinami continues Tosfos B'Masnissim, Afal Gav B'Bishas HaNeder. לא היה דעס זה וזה בגימל דינורים, אלא הדדייטה להוריד כמה שיוכל לזה, דילמה בשעס הנדר, מספקה להם כל הנדר עם לב, ושם הייתי אמר עשה לי איתם הרבה זה דינורים, מספקה להם משעבד נפשי. זאת אומרת, that's the reason of the heter of Nidre Zehutzin that we learn in the Mishnah, that even though Bishas HaNedah, Min Moicher, and the Loikeach, didn't have the Das for Gimel Dinarim, the Loikeach just wanted to bring down the Moicher, and the Moicher just wanted to bring up the Loikeach. Each one wanted to get their price, or as close as possible to their price. And when it ended up being 3 Dinarim, then the Nedr should have been Chal. It was less than his price and more than his price. Less than the Moichel and more than the Lekeh. Nevertheless, no. Don't B'Shas HaNedr M'Safkaleim Chol HaNedr in Rav. Maybe B'Shas HaNedr, it was Mesupik. If the Nedr would be Chal, why? Because the Moichel thought, Hashem Yitain Losel, he's going to get his price. And the Lekeh said, no, I'm going to get my price. So he doesn't know that... whether or not it's going to turn out the way he wants it to or not. So therefore, lo mishabed nafshe. He's not mishabed himself. He doesn't want to ask himself the neder. And even if it ends up being 3 dinarim, it's not chal. Lo chal neder. Ad kan, moray v'raboisai, zachinu l'lmod b'siyat d'shmaya et divrei atosfot. והשאלה היא, מה זה עניין למשאבד נפשי? What does it mean? It's משאבד himself. He's not משאבד himself. מה זה קשור? The issue is there a חלויס איסר? That's the question. Is there a חלויס איסר here or not? What does it matter whether he's משאבד himself or not? So from this is mashma, that on the creation of the neder itself, there's no reason that it shouldn't be chal, because of a chisaron of gemiras das that we have in such a case. Ayin b'sanhedrin, b'daf chof hei, shem gemara medamadze, l'asmachti, kanya lo kanya. You can see there. And the reason we can explain is based on the yisod of Reb Shimon, shar hei, perakof aleph, that the isur neder is not activated by the person. The Torah is poil the isur neder. When he says kach v'kach, when he says kach v'kach, it's the Torah doing it. So it's not his ayin sham b'divrei Reb Shimon. So it's not his gemirus das that works here, that we should say that we need absolute gemirus das. If he says that's his ratzin, so memei letaser, and we have that over here. We don't need his gemirus das. It's the Torah doing it. He says he wants it under certain circumstances, and then the Torah is going to finish it off. What do you need his gemirus das for? So the answer is that the chisaron of gemilus das is only, as we explain, in order that there should be an isser on him. In other words, that there should be a mechayiv. In order to create this isser, you need a mechayiv, something that's mechayiv him. He has to be mekabel upon himself, this is chayvus. Has he mekabel upon himself, this is chayvus, through his gemilus das. So if there's not complete gemilus das, there's not a complete decision over here, and therefore there's going to be no ischaivus. It's a dibur that's not mechayiv, and memele it doesn't aser, as we explained. And that's why the Gemara says it's toila, according to the Gears of Tosfos, and meshabed nafshe. The hainu lo biisul shechal, ela b'masha asat atzmo mechuyav lekayem. That's the lashon of meshabed nafshe. So since it's a suffix, there's no meshabed nafshe v'gemiras das gemura. Now, as far as the Isser being Chal, that's not the issue. For that, you don't need complete Gemirus Das. That you can even do under tonight. But what do you need here? You need a Meshabed Nafshe. That you lack. You don't have complete Gemirus Das. You don't have a Meshabed Nafshe. He's not completely Meshabed himself. And if there's no Shibud, then there's no Isser. That's a Raya Gedola to our Yisod. Again, the Yisod Advarim is that a Nether works in two stages. One, that the person is mechayiv himself, and memela the yisur is chal in the chayvus. ולפי זה, הרי מבואר דברי הרמב״ם, שהמדיר, הנותן את הדבר האסור למודר, עובר על בעל יחל. What do we say before? We said before that when a person is madir his friend, he says, you're not allowed to get enough from my nechassim, and then he gives his friend of his nechassim, the madir is over, the person who says, Reuven says, Shimon, you're not allowed to get enough from my nechassim, and he gives it to Shimon, Reuven's over on bal yachel. Why? He said, why? That wasn't his nether. Nether wasn't not to give to his friend. His nether was that his friend shouldn't be named. שאחרי שבעל כורחן כל נדר חל מכוח ההתחייבות שישנה בדיבור. How is a nether chal? Because there's a schaivus in the dibur. So it must be that when he assers his own property on his friend, silikt zemunach badibur shelo, it is encapsulated in his dibur, not only creating an iser vis-a-vis his friend, but also his own hischaivus, that this item should be usher on his friend. Otherwise, ein klal mashiachil et ha'isur sheish b'dibro. What's going to be meichel the isur? What is going to create the isur? The only thing that can create the isur is the fact that there's a hischaivus. What's hischaivus? He's mischaiv. He takes upon himself an obligation that his item should be ushered to his friend. So it's his obligation. And vis-a-vis his, and that's what's nechil the iser on this item. V'klapei zeh, pshite, sheo shata, l'sheni, hu neged ma shenitchayev, hu al atzmo, shehe hadavar asur, umanua mei asheni. Vis-a-vis this, it's pashut, that passing this on to his friend is against what he was mischayev on himself. Because what was he mischayev on himself? That this item should be usher to his friend. Giving it to his friend is going against what he said. So it's munach in what he said, not only that it's usher to his friend, but that it's usher to give it to his friend, because he has his chayvus here. He has his chayvus that this item is usher. And namely, giving it to his friend is an avera, not his chayvus. And that's why he gets malchus. And that's the law of Baal Yachel according to the Rambam, as we've been explaining at length. And again, kemat mefurash b'perek aleph alacha bet, that a person is mechayiv himself. The chelak hasheni is nidrei hekdesh, that a person is mechayiv himself in a carbon that he wouldn't be chayiv in before. Because the yisod of dinei nedarim is his chayvus, and that is chayvus of the person is creates the yisur. L'cheinu ma she'over ha'meidir b'chay gavne b'bal yachel. That's why the meidir is over in a zafal and bal yachel. And this is not related with the menchas chinuch said about bal yachel, that if he asks himself on the charetzanim, he's not over in bal yachel, and if he does tiglachas. Because there, even though the din is that the ischaivus and chatzanim is enough to be meichel nazirus, but the lav of not being mekayim the ischaivus isn't shayach, because he wasn't mischaiv. He wasn't mischaiv on tiglachas. Since he wasn't mischaiv on tiglachas, he's not over on bal yachel if he does tiglachas. He wasn't mischayev on tiglachas. The din is that he's not al du tiglachas. But he wasn't mischayev in tiglachas. He was only mischayev in chartzanim. Mashen came over here. He was mischayev not to give this to his friend. When he answered it to his friend, the only way it's chal is if there was ischayevus. What's the ischayevus? That he was mischayev not to give it to his friend. Maybe if he gives it to his friend, he's over in bal yachlis. He's over in his ischayevus. So that's gevaldik. And it's an obvious question if neder is in the chefetz, then what's pshat when a person takes upon himself harei alai, a carbon? He just takes upon himself to bring a carbon. So where's the chalais and the chefetz? So this already is discussed by the Ramban, and hopefully we'll get more into it. But in the meantime, We have this yisoid b'dinei yenedarim, that it's shnei shlavim. The first stage is that we have the eschaibus, the person's mekabel on himself, and the second stage is that now the item becomes aser. And then with this, we will remove various kashas in Mitzvah Shem in the coming shir, and eventually it's going to bring us back to answering the difficulties in the Rambam that we started with, in the laws of Arachim v'Chiramim. And we will see Rabbi Say, as we already have, Siyata Dishmaya, Niflos Mitoras Hashem. And I want to thank you so much for listening. This was awesome. Thank you. And with much love and respect, I conclude. And in Mitzvah Shem B'li Neder, we shall continue. Thank you for listening. Shalom, Shalom, sweetest friend.